Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus,
I thank you,
I thank you,
that this word, will go into my heart,
will go into my heart,
and produce good fruit.
And produce good fruit.
You're on the job, Holy Spirit.
You're on the job, Holy Spirit.
And I want to grow.
And I want to grow.
If I've been groaning,
it's
got to stop.
It's got to stop.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
As you take me higher.
As you take me higher.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray. Thank
you. I want you to go to Zechariah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. And we're going to Zechariah chapter 4. That's Zechariah chapter 4. Now, the concentration that came forward was verse 8 and 9, specifically 9. And it really jumped out. Then the word of the Lord came to me. The hand of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this temple. His hand will complete it. Did you hear that?
Amen.
Now, several weeks back, there was a vision that there was a trench that had been dug. And I don't want to go back over all that. It's just that we didn't understand. And so even those who had the vision couldn't connect the dots. But then there was a man that showed up and continued to dig. And the word was that it was a footing. So before you have a building of a house, you have to have a footing, you have to have a base, then you start putting up the walls of the foundation with the cement. Yes. Then another vision came that the Lord was going to put this foundation in, but it was going to be solid gold. Well, one of the ways that God confirms is when the other people don't know what's happening, and somebody under the anointing of God does something silly in the eyes of man. Well, that happened to be Sammy. Sammy came that night and she grabbed a hold of this thing and she's going around the whole room all over the place. And of course, it looked silly what she was doing. In the natural, you'd say, well, you know, Sammy's not normal. You know, she's just a college beautiful girl. And she's lost her mind. She's flickering this gold stuff all over. And she walked around every area here. And so I said to the lady who had the foundation vision, what did you think of Sammy? Oh, she says, she was sprinkling the gold dust all over the place. Okay?
Well,
see, God builds. He is building. Okay?
Amen.
So, I want to go back now. I want to go back to verse 1. Watch this. Then the angel who talked with me returned and wakened me. As a man waketh from his sleep, he asked me, what do you see? So visions are normal for this man, Zechariah. Are they normal for you? If they are, that's great. If they're not, I would say pound on the door, ask Holy Ghost, I want visions. I'm not happy the way that I am. Because all I've used is one third of my reality. If I want to mature, I need the whole package developed. So my spirit being needs to awaken to the next level. So I answered, I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lights on it, with seven channels to the lights. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on its left. I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my Lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. What are you, O mighty mountain, before Zerubbabel? You will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, God bless it." Then the word of the Lord came to me. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this temple. His hand will also complete it. Now, I want to stop there for a moment. His hand was seen this past week in a dream through Susan. I don't remember which night. I think it's Sunday night, but I'm not positive. I'd have to go back over and re-listen, but I'm not ready to do that yet. But she saw the hand of the Lord remove the ceiling in this room. The ceiling was gone, all the mechanisms of the stuff, and it was open to heaven. That's why the photograph. So I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. Somebody had put it away real good. But on this week, on Friday, when I came here, I said, "Lord, I need to find it. I'm nosy. You know, I want to find it." Because when I was working at the other church, which that's the picture of the interior, there was a word of knowledge that God was going to create a church without walls. Okay? So when that wedding took place, that was the confirming word. They sent, in those days, the roll of film to the photographer, and that's one of the pictures that came out, which means there's no walls. Okay? So, when the disagreements were involved with my wife, myself and the pastor at the time, he was going to throw this out. It meant nothing to him. So that was the one thing that I wanted. And I asked for permission to take it. And he had no desire. "Oh, that's junk. You can have it." So, it's not junk, because when I described it to Susan, she was so excited because now she knew we had a background. And I will make a photograph of it and send it to her. Yeah. To verify what she saw is something we are familiar with. She had no information. This happened 20-something years ago. The picture probably 30 years ago. Okay? Thank you, Lord. I'm getting a snap vision and I don't know if I'm supposed to go there. Just pray in the spirit right now. Thank you, Lord. Praise. I'm just going to say this. In 1986, I was pressured by the Lord to take time to learn about the feasts of God. In 1987, I wanted to honor the feast, but there was no time available. I was in full-time employment at that church. I couldn't get away. I couldn't do anything. But I honored it on my own in multiples of levels without shaking the tree. In 1988, I knew how important it was. So literally, myself and some family members went to New Hampshire. And we celebrated the feast of Passover in a very sweet way in a campground. And it was just an awesome, awesome time in a Christian campground. In the fall, I said, Lord, I want to celebrate Tabernacles. Would you make a way? He not only opened the door, he paid my airfare all the way to Seattle. Oregon.
Portland.
Huh?
Portland.
Portland, Oregon. Mm. Yeah. So that was also in a Christian campground. And I was with a friend of mine from Westfield who's gone to be with the Lord now. It was the most awesome experience in that incredible surrounding. I had never been to the West Coast. The trees were like no end to them. Mm. And we were, it was all little cabins with two double beds. So he had his double bed in one corner and I had mine, and we had a little place to wash our hands. And then we had another big building, and then there was a chapel, and the teachers were unbelievable. And I was really, really changed. There was an incredible download from heaven into me.
Hallelujah.
Well, in my conversation with one of the saints this week, because of the word that came, that God was blessed by honoring his feasts, he made it clear that Jesus was here to say thanks, to honor 34 years of obedience. But it took 34 years to get the yes, you did it a good job. So I said, you know, you have to be patient with God. He's got a timeline you and I don't relate to.
Amen.
But 34 years for him is,
right,
you know, one little snap. For me, it's half of my life or a little over.
Right.
So, you know, when you do something to obey, I think what I'm trying to say to you is this: be patient if you don't hear from heaven right away. It might take 34 years. But it was such an impact as I was driving home that night, because the anointing did not lift for a long time. So, again, I hope you're hearing what I'm saying.
Yes.
Be patient with the Lord. Be patient with yourself. Obey without asking questions. I was nosy. Lord, am I doing it right? You know. And all I kept getting is there enough persecution to confirm you're doing something for me? Oh. When are you going to learn that I use the enemy as a barometer every time you obey? Now, you know what a barometer is, right? Okay. It's advertising the weather patterns for tomorrow. So, if the weather's heavy today, it's because you've obeyed. So if you see activity from darkness, don't start panicking. It's really, you're doing something right.
Right, right, amen. Right. Amen.
Thank you. You're awake. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, back again, verse 9. The hand of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this temple. That, I believe, is what he's talking about, what he did right here. Okay? His hand will complete it. Well, 2 o'clock the next morning, I'm in a dream. Guess what I'm doing? I'm in a construction room. 2x3s, 2x4s, 2x12s. And guess who's helping me? My oldest son.
Wow.
He's holding the other end of the tape measure. I said, Lord, that is going to be an incredible miracle. I know you're all lined up to get him, you know, to do. But I said, God, there's nothing impossible with you.
Amen.
Now, is it because my son is my firstborn that, you know, he came in the dream? It was very vivid. It was colorful. It was awesome. Yeah. And I was building a wall. And I would say there's maybe 7 or 8 feet of wall being built at that point in the dream. Of course, when I woke up, I got up. Lord, this is super. Thank you. How are you going to do this? Because I want to know how he's going to transform my son.
Yeah.
However, I also know that it could be a spiritual son. So, you know, I don't know. I want it to be him. That's going to help the next level. But that could be Kim. So I'm confirming what the possibilities are. However, I know for sure the walls are going up.
Amen.
Okay? So that confirmed that. All right. Now we're going to go. Verse 10. Who despises the day of small things? Men will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. In other words, it's by truth, foundations of truth. Only the truth will carry the next level.
Amen. Amen.
I got it? These seven are the eyes of the Lord, which range throughout the earth. Then I asked the angel, what are these two olive trees on the right and the left of the lampstand? And again I asked him, what are these two olive branches besides the two gold pipes that pour the golden oil? He replied, do you not know what these are? No, my Lord, I said. So he said, these are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth. The reason I read that is because I believe that was one of the first messages that when Susan and Patrick came, I believe a couple of years ago, that was her message. The bowls, and we were being filled with oil constantly, okay? So he's not giving up on us. He's letting that oil increase and multiply. And he's bringing saints that are ready to receive it. I looked again, verse 1 of chapter 5, and there before me was a flying scroll. Well, that's information. He asked me, what do you see? I answered, I see a flying scroll, 30 feet long and 15 feet wide. And he said to me, this is the curse that is going out over the whole land. For according to what it says, on one side, every thief will be banished. And according to what it says on the other, everyone who swears falsely will be banished. That's the future of USA.
Mm. Yes, it is.
That's our prayer being answered.
Mm.
Then the Lord Almighty declares, I will send it out, and it will enter the houses of the thief and the houses of him who swears falsely by my name. That's what we talked about a few minutes before. Okay? People who take advantage of the word of the Lord or his word and quote it, but the anointing is the wrong anointing. They're under a selfish motivation. They're using it to control. Okay? And that happens in many churches. They don't like what they see, so what do? They throw it out and use what they find to an advantage. It will remain in his house and destroy it, both the timbers and its stones. That's pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Okay? The woman in the basket. Then the angel who was speaking to me came towards forward and said to me, look up and see what this is that is appearing. I asked, what is it? He replied, it is a measuring basket. And he added, This is the iniquity of the people throughout the land. Then the cover of lead was raised, and there in the basket sat a woman. He said, "This is wickedness." And he pushed her back into the basket and pushed the lead cover down over its mouth. Then I looked up, and there before me were two women with the wind in their wings. They had wings like those of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between heaven and earth. "Where are they taking the basket?" I asked the angel who was speaking to me. He replied, "To the country of confusion." Because that's what Babylonia is. "To build a house for it. When it is ready, the basket will be set there in its place." That's Jezebel. God's dealing with it. He's going to set it where it needs to be. Not in this country. Not in other chosen areas that God has prepared for himself. And many are called in the nations, and many will receive. So, there's much more that I believe could be received from this area, but I'm trying to make you aware that he's building something here that he needs and wants. It's not going to be you're and me focusing on Washington or focusing on this and that. We should be focused on this area because that's where we are. You're in Connecticut. We're in Massachusetts. These are areas that need to be transformed.
Amen.
You may say, "Well, I'm only one person." That may be what you believe. But one puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10,000. So your value is a lot more than you know. So if you have somebody next to you, just hold hands with that person right now. Say, "Every time I double up."
Every time I double up.
It goes from 10,000.
It goes from 10,000.
To 100,000.
To 100,000.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
How powerful we are.
How powerful we are.
And then to flow.
And then to flow.
With what God tells us to speak.
With what God tells us to speak.
There will be awesome results.
There will be awesome results.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
That's why we're here today.
That's why we're here today.
Not to satisfy an ache in my heart.
Not to satisfy an ache in my heart.
But to satisfy the heart of our Savior.
But to satisfy the heart of our Savior.
To stand our ground.
To stand our ground.
Until the fullness of victories.
Until the fullness of victories.
That are paid for by Jesus.
That are paid for by Jesus.
For New England.
For New England.
For Massachusetts.
For Massachusetts.
And to carry the ball.
And to carry the ball.
The rest of the way.
The rest of the way.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Praise